Well, the Mariners, they finish a homestand here going 3-8. Or 3-8, 11 games. Their 18-game stretch has started off 1-4 with the Angels, A's, and Orioles. They're 10 games under 500, 8 games back of the wild card. Tigers, Royals, A's, the only teams with worse records than the Mariners in the American League. It's a tough weekend, tough homestand. And joining us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline does every Monday here at 10:30. Ladies and gentlemen from Root Sports, it is Bill Krueger who... Bill, were you a hitter maybe when you were playing baseball, and could you suit it back up and maybe grab a bat and help the squad out?
Well, I think you know a little bit of my story. I was went and played basketball at University of Portland, so I never pitched at University of Portland. I played first base.
Okay, so can you hit?
So I was obviously I didn't hit well enough for to get drafted, so can't say I was a great hitter, but yeah. I'm comfortable. I mean, I'd have played in the National League my whole career. That would have been fun.
What, how frustrated do you think these guys are right now? And obviously it's led to a lot of speculation that something could happen today. Would a change, whatever they would do, does that spark a team? Is it something that is necessary with a team that is 10 games under 500 with aspirations of the playoffs that they need to do right now?
Well, we know what human behavior, we know what sports do when there aren't a lot of answers. You can't fire the players, and you can't fire yourself if you're the owner. So sometimes you end up making decisions that aren't really fair, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, because I don't think the manager needs to be fired. I don't think that's the answer, I mean, at all. I think right now they're in a bit of a skid offensively. They're a little banged up, their lineup. You just get a look at it and go, well, that's not going to be good enough. But they still, the reason they're not where they should be, outside of the skid they're in offensively, because they've been about 8th to 9th, 7th to 10th in the league offensively. Their problem is they're last in the league in saves, and they can't win close games. They just don't have enough in the bullpen. That, to me, their game is winning at the margins. That's where they win. They won last year, granted maybe almost magically, but that's the type of team they are. They're not a bludgeoning kind of offensive team. And some of this, I think, you know, when you start to step back away from it and say, well, you know, do they spend enough money? I kind of think they don't, but, you know, I'm not in the room. And I don't know how hard it is to get guys to come and play in Southern Alaska. But, you know, they're 22nd in payroll, let's be real. But I think that's a problem that people don't necessarily want to come here. Offensive players. I don't know. So, I think it's really easy to say we need offense. Well, yeah, we do.
I made some roster moves today. Ken Giles has been reinstated from the 60-day IL. Kevin Padlo has been recalled from Tacoma. Elias and Sergio Romo have both been designated for assignment. So they made some moves with their bullpen, and we'll see with getting Kenny Giles back. We'll see what that can do and see if that can spark them a little bit. Maybe that helps them in the back end there and win some more of these close games and games they've been to shut out. But it just doesn't seem like they don't even get enough runs to actually win these games. They don't get any runs. They average 2.5 runs a game in this homestand. 2.5. I mean, that's unbelievable.
That's the moment they're in right now. I mean, they're not a great offensive team, but they've been good enough. Yeah. Granted, their timing, I mean, last year was impeccable, right? They had a last in the league offense, but they had four guys that hit .330 with runners in scoring position, right? And one's left.
Two.
France, Haniger, Seager, and Crawford. That's how they won last year. Timely guys, battle of attrition, 0-0, 0-0, get to the 10th inning, ghost runner, we win. That's how they won. But Giles will help. I mean, there's a guy with 100 saves, the .280 ERA career. He's done it. Now, granted, he's coming off an injury. He's coming off Tommy John. He kind of stabilizes the end. Then Seawall can be used correctly, right? But it can't just be him. But he needed to be in that, you know, seventh inning, troubleshooting inning. But they have to kind of find guys around him. Hopefully Munoz's last two turns mean something. You know, they're in a search for a left-handed reliever. They can't seem to find one. And, you know, they just have to be better down there. And that was what made them great last year.
Well, Bill, I know we can look at all these different tangible things why they've been terrible, right. But I still think there's some dysfunction behind the scenes that we're going to find out about. Like, if they came out today, John Stanton holds a news conference, says, "Hey, I'm firing Jerry and Scott," I think it would come out of the weeds, you know, all these different things about things that are wrong behind the scenes. Maybe I'm wrong, but I just don't. All the years watching the Mariners, and they've been terrible over the years, we know that, but there's usually, you know, you look at it and you go, well, it's just the players, you know, they're not. The thing that just stands out to me is how good the starting pitching has been. When you get good starting pitching like that, you should be at least a 500 team. And yet, what, Softy had a tweet today. They were, you know, 2-7 the last nine games with the starters with a 1.76 ERA. So I don't know. Do you sense that there's something more going on behind the scenes that we don't know about?
Well, to address your starting pitching thing, I mean, I just think that when your strength of your club is starting pitching, you have to push those started pitchers. And that doesn't mean Fernando Valenzuela 145 pitches a game and ruin him. I'm talking about, you know, Gilbert at 89 pitches, Flexen at 92 pitches. We can go down the list. We need another three outs, another four outs, another five outs from the starting pitching. So you don't have to go and have to dial up all that depth and play Russian roulette in the bullpen, right? That's what they should be doing. They're not doing that enough. And that would be the question I would have, is that why? You know, why don't you let those guys go a little further? It's 1-0, it's 2-0, but isn't the guy you have out there better than what you're going to be bringing in? Mm. I know it is, and I know how you played last year, but this is a different year, right? So beyond that, I mean, I can't address changes that are going on, and I don't think that's the answer. But they've been on a long pull trying to rebuild this team, and I think maybe it was a little bit of false hope because they won so magically last year that they probably weren't quite as far along as it seemed. But they did position it as such. They did try to make moves to say we want to contend, and those obviously haven't borne fruit at this point.
I just don't – I mean, you look at this lineup. You and Jim and I have discussed this for many, many times. I've just always felt it's a better lineup than it was last year. But, I mean, obviously, you know, when I look at the stats and look what they did in this homestand – I can't support that claim. I just don't understand it. I mean, Julio Rodriguez is having a year in which people are talking about him. One is, you know, he's going to be a candidate to win American League Rookie of the Year. He may be an all-star. You get a guy like Winker and Frazier who had this reputation of being good offensive players. Suarez is fit the bill, honestly. You know, Crawford and France. I mean, I look down the lineup and I go, I don't know how this lineup can struggle as much as they can. How can they have a game on Friday in which they look, I mean, they're just batting, they're hitting guys around, they're fast, they're having great ABs, and then they turn in Saturday two games and they turn in Sunday. And there's the thing that's frustrating about this, probably for most fans, absolute no names doing this to them. No names. Guys that are damn near DFA'd, sent to the minors, coming up here and shutting them down. Guy who just made his first major league start, shutting them down. Like, so what's the issue with these guys? Is it a strategy thing from the coaches? Is it an analytics thing? Or is it just squarely on the players?
Well, I think when you look at the team right now, you've got two guys that look like they, you know, two real guys that look like starters on a championship team, and that's France and Crawford. And not that Julio is not going to be an incredible player, because he is. But you're asking an awful lot of those guys to carry the team, and I think maybe some of that is starting to wear on those guys a little bit, trying to be more than what they should be, because you just don't have that guy with a long resume as a run producer. I mean, Winker was kind of a platoon player, and it certainly hasn't worked out in their estimation. I mean, basically, Winker has been Jake Fraley, right? Keyhole guy, right? That's all he's been. And granted, he's better than that, but that's what we're seeing right now. Suarez has more or less replaced Seager, maybe not quite in the clutch, but he's more or less given them home run power, and he's played pretty good third base, so you really can't fault him there. Frazier has been kind of limited defensively and, you know, kind of a full-side hitter that just hasn't been able to get it going, right? He looks like a guy, he has to hit his average. He's not a guy that gets on base a lot, right? He's not a make-things-happen kind of player. And then you start to go into the problems that have been created by not having Mitch Haniger, your best player, able to play, and kind of the depth around our team and what that bottom of the lineup looks like. And, Yeah, we just we're a little short, but you know, I think the offense is good enough. It's just that we fell behind because of our bullpen, and then we hit a little skid offensively, and it really exacerbated everything. So, you guys, we're all watching the same product. I hear what you're saying. They're not scoring runs over the weekend against guys you've never heard of. But baseball goes through these times, and you need to be able to win a low-scoring game when you need to win one. And they have the starting pitching to do it. They just don't have the bullpen, in my opinion, to do it.
Okay, so, Bill, they're getting ready to play Oakland and the worst team in the league, or maybe it's – yeah, they are. Just they're a little worse than Kansas City. If you're service at this point, what do you do to rally the troops? Is there anything you can do? I mean, do you bring in a comedian? Or what would you do if you were him at this point?
Well, you have to be consistent. One of the things that players watch, they watch consistency. Is he behaving as a leader of the team? Is he treating me the way that I should be treated as a player? And that doesn't mean it's always a pat on the back, but does he care? Because if you establish a caring kind of thing, then you can challenge players to be better, right? Look at Perry Hill. I mean, this isn't an answer to Scott, and Perry Hill's not the manager. But Perry Hill demands. Perry Hill makes these guys go through 30 minutes of drills every day. But they love him, right? And he yells at them. You know, I mean, players want to get better. I'm not so sure there's one clear answer. I just think that players watch, and if something sort of smacks like you're grasping, you know, that you're shuffling the lineup deck, or you get a little quick trigger in the bullpen, you know, you kind of pinch it. Players watch for the consistency. Is he acting consistent across the line, or do you start to feel like he's grasping a little bit, right? Because you can't do that in this game. It just doesn't work. You have to be steady, consistent, and at the end of the day, no matter how many guys you put in that sabermetric room, it's still the players that play the game. It's still a player's game. It is not football, okay? It's baseball.
All right, Bill, appreciate it. We'll see if anything happens today. An off day, I mean, it's just been crazy. This is no way that many people thought that how this season would go, but this is where they find themselves, 10 games under 500. We appreciate the honesty. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks.